Tell me about your background.
Well, my parents, well, my mother's father had a business, but my father, he come from a very large family, about 12 or 13. And the house, he, or the cottage he lived in, backed onto a stream. And he just used to do gardening and that sort of thing until he got to experience in cars. Then he became a mechanic. And he worked in the garage, which was at the side of the flat where we lived in Bexhill. And, well, my mother, she didn't go to work. She stayed at home. But she was, well, what can I say? Not a very strong person, both in her mind and her body, you know. He was the strong man of the family. But I had one brother, Jack, and he was 6 years older than me. But we just used to live a normal village life, you know, go out to play on the green and skipping and running and all the rest of it. Until I developed a scarlet fever. That was the beginning, my downfall, that was. I came out from the isolation hospital and then was knocked over by a car. And I think the shock of the two things possibly brought the diabetes onto me. But my brother's developed diabetes in his later years, but he's only diabetes 2. He's not on tablets or anything. He just has to be careful what he eats. But there was no sign of it in my family behind me at all. So I suppose it was possibly the shock that brought it out on me. But yes, I led quite a normal life, went to school. And my mother always took sugar lumps to the school to give to the teacher in case I did become hypo. But I don't ever remember doing that at school.
Were you already at school when you were diagnosed with diabetes?
No. No, I started school in the after the summer term. That would be September, wouldn't it? Yeah, around that time. And, of course, it was only opposite our house at that time, so my mother could pop in and see how I was every half hour. Then when I went on to the other schools, the bigger schools, I was on my own. Nobody bothered me at school, though. I don't think they even knew what diabetes was, you know, because it wasn't all that common then.
What are your memories of being diagnosed with diabetes?
Oh, well, my mother said I was trying to drink the washing up water out of her bowl. I know I had this excessive thirst, and she called our doctor in, which was a local doctor, Dr. Dunhill from Bexhill-on-Sea, and he opened the front door and he sniffed and he said, "Sugar diabetes." That was before he'd seen me even. And he just came into the room to confirm he could smell the acetone on my breath and immediately got me into hospital, which was the Royal East Sussex Hospital at Hastings. And, well, I suppose they put me on insulin straight away, to be quite honest. I don't remember that side of it.
This was before the creation of the National Health Service, so how did you afford a doctor in 1930?
Well, my father used to pay into a thrift club. I think it was about threepence a week, or sixpence a week. And so that covered us with doctors and certain medicines.
Did it cover you for your insulin?
No. I had to go to East Sussex Hospital in Hastings to get that with my mother. Once a month.